USA News. I'm Ryan Daniels. Voters are taking part in presidential preference contests in several states across the country once more this Tuesday. This is both major parties line up support around the top two candidates, former President Donald Trump and current President Joe Biden, ahead of the November general election. Votes are being cast Tuesday in Georgia, Mississippi, Hawaii, and Washington State. President Biden hitting the campaign trail Monday in New Hampshire, pressing his case to voters for expanding the Affordable Care Act and his plan to cap out-of-pocket drug costs for seniors on Medicare.
I'm thinking about millions of Americans out there who are lying in bed at night staring at the ceiling wondering, what if it happens? What if it happens to me? How am I going to pay for it?
Biden hammered former President Trump on a health care talking point before Trump had the chance to walk it back on Monday. The Republican frontrunner floated the idea of cutting spending on entitlement programs, but later clarified, saying he meant he wanted to find and cut waste. Meanwhile, in D.C., intelligence officials are sounding alarms about threats to the U.S. originating from the southern border. USA's John Schaefer with more on Monday's hearings.
FBI Director Christopher Wray, speaking at a Capitol Hill hearing on Monday, highlighted connections between some smuggling networks and ISIS. He also emphasized that the FBI alone has confiscated enough fentanyl in the past 2 years to potentially kill 270 million people. The migrant crisis has emerged as a central issue in the ongoing presidential campaign discussions.
Americans are anticipating that high prices will remain for the foreseeable future, according to a recent survey conducted by the New York Federal Reserve. Of course, that's not what central bankers say they think. They believe the Fed can move inflation back toward 2%. This is USA News.
Attention, this is a public notice from the Social Security Disability Helpline. If you're one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. If you suffer from physical or mental disability, whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, we can help. We'll evaluate your situation and deal with Social Security on your behalf. Best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. Remember, we only get paid if you win your case. There are many reasons and conditions that may make you eligible for disability benefits. Many of them you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call now to get started with your free, no-obligation consultation.
800-559-4185. 800-559-4185. 800-559-4185. That's 800-559-4185.
Donald Trump's legal team is filing motions to delay the start of the former president's upcoming hush money trial in New York. On Monday, Trump's attorneys filed a motion seeking a delay until the U.S. Supreme Court rules on the issue of presidential immunity. The high court's not scheduled to hear that case until April 25th, and a ruling may not come until June or July. Trump is weighing in on the issue of a proposed ban on TikTok in the U.S. He expressed some reservations during an interview with CNBC on Monday.
The thing I don't like is that without TikTok, you can make Facebook bigger, and I consider Facebook to be an enemy of the people.
Trump acknowledged both positive and negative aspects of TikTok during the interview. And a former Boeing employee who raised concerns about production standards at the company has been found dead. John Barnett worked for Boeing for 32 years, giving evidence recently as part of a whistleblower lawsuit against the company. The coroner in Charleston, South Carolina, says Barnett died Saturday from a self-inflicted wound in his truck. It's now less than a month to go before a total solar eclipse will cross North America. On April 8th, people in 15 states will be able to see the moon almost totally cover the sun, casting a shadow over it and creating the effect of a fiery ring in the sky. Some of the states in the path will be Texas, Oklahoma, Illinois, Ohio, New York, and Maine. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt really soft in the store, but then when you go to use it, it's not very absorbent? That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow towels. Towels that work. The six-piece towel set includes two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths. And right now you can receive a six-piece set for only $39.98 with promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, and enter promo code USA or call 800-951-8175. That's MyPillow.com, promo code USA.